Okay, first of all, welcome to some of the new faces here. I think the new faces may have outnumbered some of the old faces here. So again, at least it's a mechta mechta. Okay, so what better way to begin Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and then going right back to where we left off. So, I think we commented this, that in Brisk, when they end this man, so they end in China, in the middle of reading the Tosfos, the Im Taimer, they read three words, this man, the end of this man, and this man. When they start the next man, they don't even start the Im Taimer again, they just pick up from wherever they were. It's understood that everyone was thinking about the Im Taimer for the last 3 weeks. So I imagine that everybody, especially those who were with us for the last 8 months, so have been waiting with bated breath for the end of the saga of Rabbi Bashashim. And they said, so let's just make sure we remember who in the world Rabbi Bashashim was. So I can't tell you too much about his background, but I can tell you that he got himself involved in a very, very strange din Torah, that he actually got himself accused of something not too pretty, of stealing the land from the Yisraelim. Why in the world do people think that he was stealing the land from the Yisraelim? Because he had a shtam mishkanta, and the shtam mishkanta was over, so Yitaka should have gotten off the land of the Yisraelim. So he was an Amira, so what was his cheshbon? So he had a whole razzle-dazzle of shtil Torah, that the real emphasis is that the Yisraelim owed him money from, and the father owed money from Derid Deris. Hell, what? The problem was that he had no recourse to get the money because all he had was a shtar against the father. And a shtar against Yisraelim is going to be a big problem because Nifra Nichsi Yisraelim followed Beshvua. He's going to have to take a Shvua and he wasn't particularly interested in doing that. So he's going to try to finagle a way to get compensated without actually having to come through the Derech of the shtar. So he came with this grandiose idea. Since he was sitting on this land anyway for the last couple of years, better, he had a mashkanta, so he was perfectly legit what he was doing. But the time had ended, so he thought, you know what, I'll just stay on the land a little bit longer, and I'll keep on eating the fruit. He's going to keep every penny, every fruit, the Rabbi Shashim, not going to steal a mashu from the Yisraelim, but he's only going to eat the fruit up to the value of what's coming to him from the real shtar, the money that the embassy really owe him. And then he'll leave the field. What could possibly be wrong? What do you mean? What could possibly be wrong? What kind of ridiculous claim is that? He's gonna be believed. He basically wanted to come forward to Beis Din and say, believe me that they owe me money from another chov. Migo, I could have said the kuchi biyadi. I could have tied it that this field is mine. So that was his potential migo. So we spent a lot of time a few weeks ago talking about, did he come forward with this migo before he ate the food, after he ate the food, taste the migash, migo lahitzi, and migo bamlamal, 15 million different factors as to what the migo finally was. But Tachlis, the Gemara says it was an migo. So he had this grandiose migo all planned. He thought he would be believed to say that the Yisraelim owed him money, get out of the Shvuah, and his whole engine driving his claim was, believe me, that they owe me money from another chov, migo I could have said the kuchi biyadi. So Abaye burst the bubble. Abaye says to Manaflam, it's not going to work. You know why? Abaye says, l'kuchi biyadi l'matzis amrs, ta'ika ala kala de'ar de'as mihi. Sorry. Their room is flying. People are murmuring in shul that this land really belonged to the Yisraelim, and you are only here out to Mashkanta, and therefore you're going to lose the Din Torah. And that's not what happened. He lost the Din Torah. So it was this rumor, it was the coal, some echo, some voices circling, Ben Gavel Yavra. I didn't say enjoy Chris O'Tyre, I said Ben Gavel Yavra. People, I didn't say it's more than talk to them. Say that's what's happening. So the Olam is, as the rabbi's getting up to speak, so people are like, Rabbi Shashi, he shouldn't really be here. So Abaye said that's what did him in, and Lamai said that's what ultimately did do him in. He came over with his intern. Very, very unclear what exactly this role of this coal is. How in the world does this coal undermine his Gevalik Amigo? He had a Gevalik Amigo. I could have said Kuchi Biyodi, and therefore believe me to say that he owes me the money from the previous life. How does the coal impact on that? So one can understand conceptually what the coal is trying to accomplish, how the coal is changing the mechanics of this Din Torah in multiple ways. So one can understand that there's something about this coal that's preventing him from saying his taina. What is this taina based in? If Rabbi Shashi would be confronted by Beis Din, what would he say as his claim? I didn't say it as proof, so remember, we spoke about this many months ago. In Din Torah, you have to separate between what your claim is and what your proofs are. So what's his claim? His claim is that he's got a shtar then. The father will be money from 6 months ago. That's his claim. And he wants to be believed about the authenticity of that shtar, which normally would necessitate a shvuah, and he's trying to get around that shvuah. So his claim is that they owe me money from 6 months ago. therefore what? So why exactly, how exactly is that impacted by the cold? They have to go one step further. This claim that they owe me money is not really going to stand on its own 2 feet. The problem with this claim is that it requires a shvuah to support it. So his real strength in this Torah is hinging upon that three-letter word, the migo of lakuach biyadi. So his real, I don't want to say his claim, but his entire strength of his claim hinges upon his ability to say lakuach biyadi. So maybe the kol detracts from that. Maybe the kol removes that kind of lakuach biyadi from the charts. If the kol does, I didn't say how it does that, I didn't say why it does that, but if we can identify that there's something about lakuach biyadi that loses in the presence of a kol, then Mamela, he doesn't have Taina B. He can't say, believe me, A, Migo the Taina B. Even if he would have said Taina B, he wouldn't have been believed. So that's one way conceptually of understanding the Sugya. So again, we're not attacking his claim proper. We're attacking not the mechanism of his Migo. We're attacking Taina B. Because A is only good, Migo the Taina B. Or maybe that's the problem that's going on here. We're not attacking Taina B. If he would have said the kuchi biyadi, that would have been believed. Even with the kol, he would have been believed. What does the kol do? The kol undermines the relationship between Taina A and Taina B. The relationship is hinging upon the principle of migo. Maybe there's something in our arsenal of chesronos ruchas migo. Now, for the newcomers, we have to tell you, we got about 5,000 different kol of migo. That's our biggest joke this year, right? 5, 2, X, 6, 9 of the tumim is kol of migo. We got migos lahotis are no good, and migos lahotas are no good, and migos lamoms are no good, and migos machabedim are no good, and migos machazach are no good. You name it, we can tell you problems with migo. Here's a new problem with migo. Migo, when there's a presence of a cold, doesn't work. Stop. Why? I have no idea why. I'll tell you why later as the shiur goes on. So maybe the chisar of the cold, when Abayi was chapering Rav Ashash and was saying, is that Ruchinami? If you would have said the kuchi biyadi, we would have accepted that. You would have won the din Torah. But you want to be believed, A, because B, you want to be believed to say they owe you $1,000 of another chov, migo, call undermines migo. So we're not quite sure wherein lies the chisaron here. What is the deficiency of a call being present? What is destroying this greatest? Rabbi Shashan paid $1,000 for the best lawyer to present this case, and he thought he won it, and now Abayi just shot a hole into the case. Did Abayi shoot a hole into Tainas Tukun Chibi Adi? Or did Abayi shoot a hole into the ability to invoke Migo? Or maybe, neither of those prayers were right. Maybe, there's nothing wrong with the Kuchi Biyadi. There's nothing wrong with the Migo. Kol touches on another issue here. There's something else that's going on up here. Let's not forget, you're having a Din Torah against who? Against yourself. Now, we all know the rules of Din Torah that govern yourself are very, very different than the regular rules of Din Torah. One difference is clear as day. If I walk the base with a shtar and I say only $1,000, the game's over. Shtar be on my boy. All of a sudden, I walk at the base with a shtar against Yisaimim, and now Naya Maisa, I have to start taking shvuas. So we know that the rules of Yisaimim are different. Maybe the existence of the kol is not addressing Titus Tukuchi Biyodi. It's not addressing the relationship of Migo. Maybe it's almost external to the case. Because there's the kol here, therefore, because they yisomim, you can't get off the ground. And that's wherein lies the deficiency of Rav Ashashim. So one thing we know crystal clear, Rav Ashashim lost. Abayi told him he lost. And the reason why he lost is based on three letters. Kuf, Vav, Lam, kol. The existence of the kol is what ruined the case of Rav Ashashim. But we have no clue which dimension Rav Ashashim's. He's got 1,000-page brief, you know, all the written up by all the mumchim shibador, and we're not sure, is the problem on page 33 with Tainas Lekuchi Biyadi, is the problem on page 97 because there's the chisar of the Migo, or is the chisar on page 126 because the other baldover happens to be Yisayim? So otherwise we have absolute, completely crystal clear this again. So what is going on? What is, wherein lies the problem of Rav Ashashim's claim?
Rabbi Sharshi wanted to say the kuchi biyadi because he wanted to get out of the shvuas.
Yeah, he really wanted to say that they owe me $1,000 from a previous
kuchi. So he said the kuchi.
So he said, but he didn't really say the kuchi. He just said they owe me $1,000, and
I could have said
right,
and that would have gotten him out of the shvuah even by Yisomim.
Yeah, they, you want to know how did that happen? That was last sugyas. Those were that was the Rashbam from pre Dikudayrus. That was pre June's one. Okay. So comes the Rashbam and begins to tackle this question. So comes the Rashbam in the middle of the Rashbam says, "Came with the idea is kol alach the arad amishkanti gabach v'lakucha, ein lecha machor gedoy lemizu." And the corollary of that statement is v'hoy lecha lizar b'shtarcha. That's the end of the story. That's it. The Rashbam just gave it away, tucked away. The Rashbam took him 30 lines, but that's the punchline of the Rashbam. This is to roll back to the beginning of the parakim. We all know that tainas to kuchi biyadi per se doesn't win a din Torah. It only wins a din Torah when it's supported by one of two things. Either it's supported by a shtar, which he happens not to have here, because it never was a mechira, or it's supported by a chazaka, which he happens to have here, because he has actually been eating the fruit for the last couple of years. However, we also know that just having a chazaka in and of itself is not sufficient. You have to up the ante a little bit. It's got to be a chazaka yeshiva taina. But more important for us now is there can't be anything that's offsetting that chazaka. What would be an example of an offset of the chazaka? If the other person was meicha. Now, a machor clearly undermines the chazaka. Mishayis, and Gidu Chesdebatim. How does that work? Who remembers? What's the machor's Ramban, the rush back from day one of Chesdebatim? How does machor undo a chazaka? According to the Ramban, it undoes it because the whole chazaka only got its koyach from the fact the other guy was a meicha. Ramban says the whole parish of chazaka, the whole din of chazaka is only predicated on the assumption that I'm most probably telling the truth, because if I wasn't telling the truth, you never would have sat around and watched me eat your fruit for 3 years. So your imacha is gufo and gives the strength to my chazaka. That was a famous Rabban. Remember the Ketzois, that's the Deraisa, and others disagree, the whole Shikul Torah from the early days of Chesedabatim. But according to the Ramban, macha undermines the chazaka because it basically kills the chazaka mikara. According to the Rush, that's not at all what happens. Remember, the Rush said that the whole pasha of chazaka, it's not really a riot to anything. The whole chazak is just made up by the chachamim. It was the chachamim chacham because lays brayrus is the rush. How are you going to function otherwise? You can bring shtaros. No one keeps shtaros. People throw away shtaros. My wife told me yesterday I got to clean out the file cabinet again. No, come on. I just cleaned it out 6 months ago. So every 6 months got to clean it out again. So whereas last time I left all the bills for the last 6 months, and now I threw out the last five. I only left 1 month of bills, I left 5 months of bills. The whole thing is a joke because everything's on my phone anyway. Everything comes because I'm still from the old Friedrich Adairus. Whenever I get a new credit card, I get a new car like that. So they always say fill out the thing that says you don't want your paperless statements. You don't want to clutter the environment to make me feel a little guilty that you're ruining the environment. You're destroying the whole world. Me and my shopping bag from Glad Express is killing the entire ozone layer. So they make you feel guilty. But I'm still like, I never can find anything on my phone. So it makes sense. It's like I miss 16 weddings every year because I can't find the Evite. So I'm still doing all that. I like things to have in front of me. So on the other hand, I also want it to be on my phone because I lose the papers also. So it's a fake. I'm learning that I wanted them. So meanwhile, I pay all my bills, weren't going to pay anyways. I have no idea what I'm paying. On the other hand, I got piles and piles of papers that I get every month, get thrown into the file cabinet. So every few months, my wife tells me it's time to clear the air. So yesterday was one of those days. I went and just threw everything in. So Chazal said he could leave for 3 years. So the bottom line is, machoz are going to unravel the chazaka. The bottom line is either the raisa, the rabban, and the maisa, chazaka are going to be undone by a machoz. So comes the Rashbam and says, describe to me a machoz. Who wants like act out some drama here? What's your imagery of a machoz? I'll tell you, this is what, like, if I had to paint the picture of a machoz, it's like this. It's some guy, you guys have been up the mountains, right? Okay? You know what a hick looks like, some tough looking guy. He notices that you're sitting on his field. So he comes with a shotgun and he says to you, get lost. And he goes to court and he files a complaint. That guy's been sitting on my field and he better get lost really, really quick. We know this is good for him. That's the imagery of a machor. So the Rashbam says you could have a much tamer kind of a machor. You could have a machor that no one was meicha. Nobody opened, no one said boop, no one opened up their mouth. So what kind of machor? Says the Rashbam, what's the point of Mechal? Why does Mechal start the clock over again? Because I can only say that, how do you expect me to hold on to my shtaros forever if the 3 years, it's understood I'm going to clear out the file cabinet? But what if there's a pending case? What if I know that you may come and check with me in the next 6 months from now? I'm not going to throw all my documents so fast. So once you register a machal, the clock starts over again. So then I get 3 more years from the machal. As long as 3 years don't go by without a machal, I have to constantly hold on to my shtar. This comes to Rashbam and says, psychologically, what if there's some other reason to make me believe it's not so smart to clear out the file cabinet yet? It taka makes sense to hold on to the shtar. But there was no machal, there's no hik, there's no gun, there's nothing. What is that? Murmuring and shul. Wherever I go, I hear people saying, that field was the mashkanta, that field was the assignments field. That doesn't bode well for Rabbi Shasha. So if Rabbi Shasha was smart, he would have held on to his shtaros for much, much longer. Kol's man, that this kol is murmuring and shul, he better hold on to his shtaros. So when the Rishmam says that the kol is like a macha, it doesn't mean it's not a shimacha, it's not the same as a macha, but it's accomplishing the same goal as a macha is accomplishing, thereby pushing Rabbi Shasha to hold on to the shtar for longer. And if Rabbi Shasha doesn't have the shtar, and years have passed, and he wants to win with the chazaka, what does the Baal Dover have a right to say to him? Ach mishtarcha. And remember, ach mishtarcha is a reyusa in the chazaka. Again, according to the Ramban, it's a reyusa in the Reis, according to the Rosh, it's a problem. The Ramban, whatever the lomdus of ach mishtarcha is, but ach mishtarcha is ultimately the antidote to a chazaka. So Kol's man is a Kol. The time of ach mishtarcha remains alive, and the 3 years don't begin to tick. The same way, the 3 years don't take away, when does the machol? That's what the Rashbam says. So there is an interesting machloikis, HaRishayinim, within this chat, within the Rashbam's chat. What exactly does that mean? Is it kol? What does the word kol mean in halacha? So this is not the first sugya chas where the word kol appears. Actually, sugya shleimus in this animus that was given about kol. Not every rumor has any validity in halacha. So there's a Mishnah, the Enemus has Gittin, that says that, what if there's like some murmuring in town that this woman got married? We can't find the aid, and no one really knows exactly that, but there's a call, there's a tumbling, there's, you know, the Olam is talking about it. That's so simple, not so posh. Well, let's say there's a tumbling in town, this woman is a Grusha, now she wants to marry a Kohen, we don't really know, we don't have aid, does it? So you have this idea of a call, what do we do with the call? So it's clear from the Gemara Minat Torah we do nothing with kol. Remember we spoke about this earlier this year about Yatzalav Kol Shuben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Minat Torah kol is Mamish Dvar B'Teilim. It's not Eidus be Eidus be based in a as be Apish Naimei Mekom Davar. Has to be Apia Eidus. This is a kol by definition is Eid 100 times over. It means nobody really has is privy to first hand information. Everyone's just repeating the rumors that they heard in shul. So that's called the AVP, 100 times over. That's not binding in a Torah. But Midir Rabbanon, Chazal instituted that we can't just ignore it. You know, it doesn't look right. There may be some truth to it. So Chazal made up this thing, then a Chumar Midir Rabbanon called, you follow Kol. So the Gemara says that even within this sugya of Kol, Yesh, Yesh, not all rumors are created equal. There are some rumors that at least Chosh made it to Beis Din. So Beis Din sitting, and somebody, a couple of people walk in and say, listen, Shimon or Rabosa, the other Mumchem, you know, we heard from somebody, you heard from somebody else, or from somebody else, that this woman is Mekudesh, or something like that. We heard this woman is a Grusha L'Kai. That's one kind of a call. There's another kind of call. It never even made it to Beis Din. It never made it out of shul. You have two guys hocking around, eating a Harry Gitty Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and talking about all the rumors in town. That's a call Shalom Super Beis Din. So the Ramban, and Arsugya says, that even in Tzalemar, that it's this call that is forcing Rabbi Sharshim to hold on to the shtar for longer, and in his absence of holding on to the shtar, he's going to lose it in Torah. So comes the Rabban and says, a call, it's got to be a call, it's got to be a zah, it's got to be something, it's got to be meaningful, it's got to be a kosher of basin, which is down, a couple of guys hacking around, you know, give me the yeshiv shahak, you know, what's the hack in town today? That's not even a call, that's a mamish dvar b'teilu. And therefore, there's no need for the person to even bother to hold on to a shtar. That cannot negate a chazaka. And the Rashba says, like, the Rashba quotes from Yesh Omer, that's in front of the Ramban. He writes, Yesh Beforshim, Yotza Kol Zekem Shul Shoshonim, Dafka Vitzchak Kol Vedin, it's got to be a real call. The limir is at the rash, but you ain't not sorry. It's chazer v'dina, the alam v'dina sinema, and we should do it in Israel, zubi shtori. Kol ki agav the nami, kol ki agav the nami, zubi shtori. Don't nichle l'nish nichle irshe gazmona. So the rash says, no. When do you need a kosher to pervade them? That's when you're learning sugyas, the end of Gittin. There's a formal takar zuchonim. We're going to make life difficult for you. We're not going to let you remarry. We're not going to let you marry this guy. We made it a takanas achamim that even though there's no edus there, right? So we're going to call this an edus on the level of the rabbanim. So it's got to be a chachayah, fake believable. It's got to be the, at least they made it to Beis Din. It didn't make it out of shul. That's down to Garb Taylor. We don't have to worry about that. So when we're going down the roots of the Rashba of an official asiyas call, what's called, what the magde, the shame call to institute this din the rabbanim called chashidim call, so there are certain rules. So chazal will misachin. So again, we don't know which Beis Din instituted the takon of kol. We know that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody listened to rumors. We know by the days of the Mishnayos, there was already a din on the books called kol. So the Rambam writes, in his Avdamah Kedosh Mishnayos, somewhere between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the days of Midah Nasi, some days in a global sat around Mishkutah Gozes and realized, you know what? We gotta reckon with this kol. We can't just ignore this idea of a kol. We're going to make it the takon of kol kol. So the Beis Din sat and deliberate, and then they said, you know what? Let's fill in the details. What's called the kol? What's not called the kol? Every nikabook can be schmoozing over his herring. We're going to be worried. Everyone's going to be grushas and ashesishas, and everyone's going to be, we have to worry about every Tom, Dick, and Harry's nonsense. So no, not everyone's nonsense, but nonsense has got to be a little bit presentable. It's got to be that it made it up the chain of command. It made it into a quarter ready. The Beis Din's ready listening to it. That there's somebody was Ma'ira that, I think there was I forgot which rough said something along the lines as follows, that he would only, when like a balabos would come to complain to him about something, so he would only listen to the complaint if the complaint was already a week old. That means the balabos would say, something's been bothering me since last Shabbos, then the rabbi would listen. But the balabos said, you know, rabbi, somebody needs to just hit me now. He would tell the balabos, you know, think about it for a little bit, wait for a week, you know, come back maybe next Friday night, I'll be happy to talk to you about it. So 9 out of 10 times, so the person forgot. I'm afraid it wasn't so important anyway, so things need time, like to form, you know, to ferment a little bit. There don't have to be problems. That's why that's one of the biggest problems with our instant communication. As well as that, you know, in the olden days, from the time that a person had a machshava until it actually reached fruition and it actually made it somewhere, traveled to somewhere, it didn't travel too far, until it even made it next door, it took time. So you had a mamish. The complaint against the rabbi had to be so bad that you had to actually get out and walk to the rabbi's house, knock at the door, and scream at the rabbi. So, yeah, if it's cold outside, it wasn't worth it. If it's raining, it's not worth it. If it's hot, it's not worth it. If it's too late, so by tomorrow, by the time you come to Shacharis, usually you forgot what the time it was. By next Friday, you don't remember. So 90, by the rate of attrition, natural attrition, 99% of the time is just got lost in the shuffle. Today, any guy is getting anything but something's bothering me at 1:16 and 32 seconds. At 1:16 and 33 seconds, it's ready all over the entire world. He just puts it on his... I know what these things are. He puts it on his something page or something, Instagram, whatever. Puts it on in the whole world. Every time that there's no. I don't mean this little. There's no filter. There's nothing. There's that natural progression doesn't exist. It's the quote from I think Rabbi Sol Salant used to say that not everything that a person thinks a person has to say. Not everything that a person says, you know. Not everything a person thinks he has to say. Not everything he says he has to write. Not everything he says write has to publish. I mean, there's a gradation. So until 20 years ago, there was time heals a lot of things and cuts out the 99% of the nonsense. So today, from the minute the machshava happens until it's not just published. So a lot of the publishing media, I think it's 6 months ago, the publishing house. From the time you thought of any nonsensical machshava in your mind, it's already before some of the 7 billion people within less than tachtei dibur. So that's a big problem. So it just means that 99.999% of the things that you read don't give them any credibility. If assume that it's shekhev achazov, the assumption is about azaz that everything is shekhev achazov to prove it otherwise. The old world, you assumed there was probably some emes to it. That's what the Din Nizir also says, the Rashba. That if the kol made it to Beis Din, it's already been fermenting a little bit. It's ready, people are schmoozing it. Somebody actually bought it to bring it to court. That shows that, hey, there may be something here. So that was at the takon zuchon. So says the Rashba, when you're trying to make a cheshbin, whether this kol is significant enough to be cheshish for, so then I understand that it's limited by a kol this chazm bedin. Over here, this is not a halach of kol.
The Ramban.
What?
Didn't you say the Ramban holds that it's
Yeah, no, 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 no. The Rabban said it's the same thing. It's got to be a kol. In our sugya, it's got to be a kol. That's what the Rashba is about to disagree. The Rashba says, no. When you're dealing with the halachic kol, then only halachic kol, the huksu vezin, are we going to reckon with. Here, this is not halacha. This is psychology. We're trying to size up what the person's kavan is. Would your average person throw out a shtar knowing full well that people over the herring and kiddushes are talking that he's a ganav? So, the average person would be a little bit more weary. If I knew what the Olam is saying by the herring station, if I had any idea that people are murmuring that I'm a shtickle ganav, I'll hold on to my documents. I'll tell my wife I can't clean out the 16 years ago the credit card bills. You never know. You never know who's going to come after you. So psychologically, people should be holding on to the shtar. And this guy doesn't have the shtar. Hoo-wah, he doesn't have the shtar. What does that tell us about his claim? So says the Rashba, you don't need a lack of coal to create a reyusa. You need a psychological assessment of normal business-minded people are. If they know that they're murmuring against them, they're going to hold on to the records. You're not going to start destroying records yet. If the records disappear, so that indicates something. There's a fishy reason. If all of a sudden records that should be there aren't there, that's not a good sign. Mr. Bauer probably will remember when I was a kid, I think you remember the Watergate tapes, you know? You know, when Epis, you have tapes of every single conversation that occurred over the last 6 years, and then poof, the 10 minutes of what we want to know isn't there, so there's a reason why it's not there. So the guy's supposed to have, you guys have it. Nixon, David Dayer's history, you don't know what I'm talking about, okay? I grew up as a little kid at that time, so I'm sure you remember the details. So over here also, Havdalah from Dalasa, Rabbi Shashum should have the shtar, because the oil by the kiddushes, the herring hawkers are hawking away over here, and where's the shtar? No shtar. Doesn't look too good. So the bottom line is, the Rashbam and the Rechavados Pshat, which is accepted by the Rabban and the Rash, but they're just fine-tuning, you know, what the nuances are. But the Ikaron, conceptually, the Rashbam's Pshat is, that we're undermining the title of the Kucha B'Yodi. That's the real problem. That you can't say the Kucha B'Yodi knowing full well the rumors of them. So the Ramban, later in the Sugya, the Ramban conceptually goes down a similar route, albeit with a different twist. I don't know if everyone got to this part of the Ramban, the Ramban comes towards the end. The Ramban said, no, there's another reason why you can't say the Kucha B'Yodi. This is not a Migo issue. You can't say the Kucha B'Yodi. Why not? What's wrong with the Kucha B'Yodi? So the Ramban says, the eighth of the Ramban Kogus, the Yesh Abram, the also Sadi beside the Arbash Kantas Liyadi, who Mishuma was Sadi, who the Nafi Kosh Lachos Velocha, the Choki Agav, the Kavan Shesh Eidim Shur, the Shus, Shuvin Lachos. When we say that this Arbam is Mashkanta, it's not just a rumor that it's b'mashkanta. It's more than just a rumor. We know it's b'mashkanta. Or at least, mitchilas was b'mashkanta. If I want to claim that this field is mine, the Kucha B'Yodi, and yet everybody in town knows that it started off as a mashkanta, that's a funny Kucha B'Yodi. Kucha B'Yodi usually means, I claim I bought the field from you, and the only reason why I'm on the field is because I bought from you. There's no other way to explain what I'm doing on this field. What if there's some other very, very legitimate reason why I'm on this field, which does not indicate to us that I actually bought the field? A worker on the field, there's been a sharecropper, I've been an oris on the field, I don't know, a shutef on the field, I'm a mashkant on the field. There are other legitimate reasons why I'm on that field, which have nothing to do with the fact that I quote-unquote bought that field. So comes the Ramban, Yeshavim and the Ramban, and says, that's not a chazoka. Learn the sugya's daf lametasa. Not this Google, but not Google. Whenever you get a chance, learn the rest of chazabatim. This is a chisorin in the Yetzim HaChazoka. This is a chisorin in Kucha B'Yodi. The Kucha B'Yodi has to be a title from scratch. Not, yeah, I bought the field, but even before that I was on the field to start with. That's not a Kucha B'Yodi. So when you go down the route of the Rashbam, you go down the route of the Ramban, Zachem and the Ramban, the bottom line is that there are two potentially legitimate reasons to undermine Rav Shashim's claim, but notice that neither of the two Pshatim attacked the Migo. We didn't even get to the Migo. Migo means, believe me on A, Migo, I could have said B. But you couldn't have said B. So the minute you couldn't say B, the game's over. So what's Famigam? So unlike these two Pshatim and the Rishayim, the Balei HaToisus said, no. La'olam, if Rabbi Bashashim would have come forward and would have said the Kuchi B'yadi, Taka would have been believed. But he's not going to say, it's not a shock, he's not going to say it's not true. So why does he lose the Din Torah? He loses the Din Torah because there's something wrong with the bridge of Migo. The A to B is the problem. Believe me to say A, Migo could have said B. There's something fishy about that Migo. What is fishy about that? What's wrong with that Migo? So I tell you exactly what's wrong with that Migo. Anytime you have a Migo, you have to put two things on the board. The time that you are advancing and the time that you're not advancing. So the time that you're advancing here, what's his real claim? What is Rabbi Shashim really saying in Beis Din? When they asked to put him on the witness stand, not literally, they said, tell me, Rabbi Shashim, what's your claim? Tell me the claim. Don't tell me the Ryan. What's the claim? They owe me $1,000 from the shtar, from Frida Gaderis, from the father, from 10 years ago. That's the claim. That's claim A. Believe me to say A, Migo could have said B. What's B? Kruchi B'yadi. Which one is a smoother, more comfortable kind of a lie? Or kind of a claim? I don't want to be. What's your last?
A
is Gavaldi. You know what A is Gavaldi? These cells don't have a clue. How in the world are they supposed to know? How much money their father borrowed from people from they weren't even born 20 years ago. So for me to come forward and to look you straight in the eye and say, your father owes me $1,000 from 10 years ago, I don't have to shake over that one. I don't have to feel guilty about that. I don't have to feel mechutzpah about that. But for me to look to you straight in the face and say, guys, you know, I bought the field from you, there's something that's going to make me shake about that. What's going to make me shake?
May not be true.
Everybody knows it may not be true.
The call.
There's a call. There's a voice. There's the murmuring in town. I'm going to be very uncomfortable because next Shabbos, when I go over to get my piece of herring at the Kiddush, and everyone there is talking about how this is one that is not what happened, I'm uncomfortable. Say A. I can say A very comfortably. You still don't know, and guess what? Neither do the Kiddush Hakkas know. Nobody knows. Who knows whether I owe money, whether the father owes me money from 20 years ago. So for me to come forward and say, this is my taina, that's easy, that's smooth. But I'm not believed, because I have to take a shvua. Believe me on that, Migo, I could have done B. Wait a second, Migo, I could have done B. Migo is a what? Say it, guys, come on, all guys, let's all say it together. It's a Migo deha.
Azza.
And says, it says, everybody under the sun knows, Migo de Azza Lam, you know. I can't agree with this. This is Tyson's trying to say. So the bottom line, I'm sorry, I didn't realize my bottle of water is right smack in the line of vision for the guy. I'm sorry about that. Okay? So it's Amigo de Aza, and everybody knows Amigo de Aza every night. Of course, Tyson's trying is only as true as that statement is. Is that really true, Amigo de Aza every night? So let's chaza for a moment, and let's see if we can add a little bit of a new nuance to this as well. So yeah, do them a foursome. There are two Gemaras that seem to indicate this principle called Migo de Aza L'Amrinan. I preface by saying seem because neither of them is Mefarish. One of them, actually, the words don't even appear. What's the famous Gemara, the most clearest Raya, if you believe this Raya exists, Migo de Aza L'Amrinan? What is it? Which is the Gemara? What? By the mix, it's a famous Gemara about Rava, I'm sorry. Yama Rava, the fifth in Rabbi Kermis. You can pick up this Gemara, but Bakama, but Mitzia, and Ksuba, wherever you want it. You pick where you want to read this Gemara. Shavuos, Yama Rava. Mipnei Ma'amra Torah, Ma'ed Mitzatani Yeshava. Why does the Torah say Ma'ed Mitzatani has to take a Shavuot? That's Rava's question. So what kind of cash is that? I asked you, you didn't even get to the Torah yet. Mipnei Ma'amra Torah, why did the Torah Kadesh say this? I want the following, I'm going to answer the following question. In what context is Rabbi asking this question? Is Rabbi asking this question as a Rosh Hashiva who's got 15 Sfarim piled up in front of him? He's got Ketzaisim and Hasivas and Reb Chaims and Gemaras and Tezim and Rambans in front of him, and he's asking, or is Rabbi getting up? The Rabbi gets up to give the sermon before Musaf, it's Pashas Mishpatim. And the rabbi wants to deal with some deep philosophical thought, Jewish machshava, says, why does the Bible decree that Maida makes a tiny yeshava. What questions, Rabbi Yisrael? Is he asking a question like Tamei Mitzvahs as a drush on Saturday morning? Or is he asking as the 18th kasha of his Shia Klali on Tuesday afternoon? What the kasha is. So Taisus weren't Shul rabbis, they were Rosh Hashivas. So the Valley of Taisus, maybe Shul rabbis also, I don't know. So they asked the kasha as Rosh Hashivas. Taisus asked, how could the Torah Kadosh say such a thing? That there's a parishah in Shavuos made with mitzvahs? Listen to the kasha. How could the Torah say such a thing? Listen to that. Formula. How could the Halakhic Torah say such a thing? The Torah is against what? Kloli Nigo, 6-9-4 of Yezid Abshut says Kloli Nigo in the Sefer Dumim. The Chabad against the Nigo. And who's going to win? The Kloli Nigo of Yezid Abshut or the Parish Mishpatim? Kloli Nigo of Yezid Abshut is going to win. Name of the Torah. What did the Torah say? Every made of Mikta should be believed based on a Nigo. Nigo could have been Guy Freckle. That's how Taisus learns. That's the Kasha. So then you have to go over the Razzle Dazzle Shtukot Torah. So the answer is, I ain't Kloli Nigo, 6-9-4-B-7. And what's the corollary? What's in the little notes on the bottom of the Bamed, the Ramamurim, that Migo works? That's when, what? When it's not a what? I mean, but if Tamigo da'aza, then the game's over. And that's exactly what Rabbi meant. That was his cash, that was his territory. B'neima, Amri, Teira, blah, 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 blah. What happened to Migo? The answer is, i.e., it's a Migo da'aza. Wow, what a way of learning this Gemara. Of course, there's one basic word that's missing in Rabbi's formulation. The word Migo doesn't appear, living or dead, anywhere in the statement. But Taisus, every place the sugya appears, Taisus says the same thing, the same shul there. The one place Taisus doesn't say it is the one place that Taisus says that I can talk about the topic now, they don't have any time, I ain't what they wrote in other places. But it's the same, Taisus, all over Shas. So Migo and Migo does. So this is one ride, this is one of the ironclad rides. All the guys here down Mincha, by the way, because there's a Mincha at 1:30 downstairs, but guys, we have a minion, right? You guys want to down Mincha at 1:30? Only if everyone says yes, then we can then go for another minute to talk. Otherwise, we have to stop the set. Okay, so we have another minute to spare. Okay. So, what's the other raya? The raya of Brusha, this Gemara, I wouldn't call the raya of Brusha. What's the other raya? The other raya was that funny, funny Gemara in Shavuos that we spent so much time talking about during the course of the year. When Raya Bachama, also, it's unbelievable. Mamash, it's like a whole new way of reading the Chumash. Kasha under Bachshon. The kasha of the Torah Kedosha. What's the kasha? It's the same pasha. So when Rabba got up in shul, he gave his rashi. He starts off by saying the Rebbeinu Shlom's Torah is against Klal Migo. Rabba Chama says the same thing. What's who's his kasha on? Not a Rebbeinu Miktus. What is he asking kasha on? Which shvua?
Shvua's
a shomer. The other shvua in Mishpatim. Eidach is in pasha shoftim. Pasha is Mishpatim. How could there be a shvua's a shomer? What's a shvua's a shomer? First Hashem is, I say to you, hey, I gave you an animal to watch, where is it? And you say it's stolen. So what do you do if you're Hashem, you take a shvua? So wait a second, what do you take a shvua for? Believe me, it was stolen. Migo, what? I tell you, 2 migos for the price of one. Give me the 2 migos. Give me 1 migo. Half a migo. What do you want? I don't know you want. I never met you. You're a mafkid, I don't know your name. Or, even if you'd be a nice guy and say, of course I know you, we're best friends. Of course you gave me an animal to watch, but what? I gave it back last week. Those are 2 good migos. So Rabbi Chama, the kasha, the Rebbeinu Shlom's Torah. Shavuos Hashomrim Hechichi V'Rachamano. Who remembers that Gemara? Didn't we talk about this Gemara once or twice or 100 times in Shavuos? Shavuos Hashom Hechichi V'Rachamano. What happened to Migo? So Rabbi Chama gave an unbelievable terrace. It's so unbelievable that Rishonim say it's not believable. What did Rabbi Chama say? In Okimtan, the Pesuk in Chumash. Not Okimtan in Mishnah anymore. Okimtan the Pesuk in Chumash. What's Okimtan? Hochem V'Mayaskin on what? There were 8 dim that the Pekonim was given. And therefore you can't say Elohai Dvamiyom. You can still say Tazarti. What's the answer? It's a Pekonim of what? Mafia Tzchemer of what? There's a Shar. There's a document. And I never would have returned the Pekonim without getting the document back. So Rabbi Chama says, you want to know when you learn Pash Mishpatim in 5th grade. Anyone went to 5th grade? You learned Parshat Mishpatim? Anyone remember? Remember that? Exactly. Remember those days? Okay. Okay. When does that apply? There were Eidim, and there's a star, and a langa, and the whole story. So the Rishonim say, come on. Rishonim say, Rabbi Chama really meant it. He was just, He was playing with you, saying, if you're really going to be a chepper about the Migal, so I'll tell you there's no Migal. So it's a strange Gemara. The Gemara is very strange. The Rosh Hashanah is strange. The Ran, the Rugash, the Ra. Well, Hashem saying, you might never really meant it. Shh. Let me tell you what the real answer to the Kasha is. What's the real answer to the Kasha? What does the Ran say? Bigadaza. Because to say that the animal was stolen, the other guy doesn't know. To say, anxiety, the guy knows that you're lying for your teeth. The Bigadaza. Those are the two Gemaras. There are only two in all of Shas. We just had it from Brachas to Nida. Two Gemaras that say Pem Molek, that Mikad Azal Amidah, and neither of them say Pem Molek. The Gemara in about Rabban never said the word Migal. The Gemara in Shavuos said the opposite of anything. So, but somehow these are the two Gemaras that the Rishonim are Medayik from Mikad Azal Amidah. And because Mikad Azal Amidah, therefore Taisus was convinced that that's Chad and Rabba Shashim also. So we got a lot of work cut out for us. We got to go back to those two Gemaras hopefully tomorrow. And see, maybe those Gemara don't mean that at all. And even if they mean that, is Tyson really right? Is Mikad Azal really never law minan? So we got a lot of flying tuning to do to Tyson's pshat. So what have we accomplished now? Up to now, we have one main pshat in the Gemara. We have the Rashbam's pshat. We had a fine tuning that a little bit. Rambam's and Rashbam's, figure out what in the world the Rashbam's talking about. And then we started the ball rolling in Tyson's, but we have two and a half pshat, I'm sorry. We have the Ramban number two. And then we have Tyson's. It's not a chisod in the Tainus of Kuluch. It's a chisod in the Migo. Where lies the chisod in Mikad Azal? What's the chisod of Mikad Azal? We got a lot of work cut out for us. Yeah.
Why is it the Rashbam's lashon is nafgula called the Edus? Because they're saying that it's not just a...
Yeah. I don't think so. Rashbam, sometimes. It's a little bit elaborate sometimes. You know, it's hard to know. Okay, let's go. Also, two kashas, two Edus, two kashas. Okay, good. Okay.